In Baghdad yesterday, Iraq's political leaders resumed talks on the formation of a national unity government, but disputes continue to hamper that process against a backdrop of killings and bombings. NPR's Jimmy Tarabe has this report from Baghdad.
On the surface, it all seems amiable enough. Iraq's Kurdish president Jalal Talabani stands at the end of a tiled walkway to personally greet each of his guests. These are the major players in Iraq's ongoing political drama. They come to this stately home in a compound of small palaces that once belonged to Saddam Hussein's family. Shiite clerics smile and shake Talabani's hand. Sunni politicians lean in and exchange kisses with the president. Each of the delegations arrives in a fleet of SUVs bristling with bodyguards. U.S. military helicopters suddenly hover above the palace, heralding the arrival of American Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad. He's been trying to serve as an intermediary in the talks. This week's talks focused on security issues. The Sunni delegates are demanding a greater say in the running of the country's interior ministry. The ministry is now controlled by the Shiites. It's been accused of fielding death squads responsible for many of the sectarian killings that have racked Baghdad in recent weeks. The Sunnis want one of their own to be named a deputy prime minister to oversee security matters. And Sunni spokesman Dafur Al-Ani says if the proposal is not accepted, there can be no national unity government.
We do not accept to be imprisoned by others in a couple of ministerial posts, so they can say that this is a government of national unity, where the Sunnis, Shiites, and Kurds participate. The deputy prime minister shouldn't just be a decoration. They should have the authority to help the prime minister in administering the government.
Underlying the negotiations here is the still unresolved dispute over who will lead the new government. Al-Ani says the Sunni factions remain firmly opposed to the Shiite alliance's nomination of Ibrahim al-Jafari, who has headed the interim government for the past 10 months.
We want someone who can unite Iraqis and be able to execute government policy. I think Dr. Jafari doesn't possess these qualifications. There are actually voices within the Shiite alliance who agree with us.
The Kurds also want Jafari replaced. Kurdish planning minister Barham Saleh says it's a problem that's still on the table and still untouched, even though there's been progress elsewhere.
But we still have to resolve the issue of the prime minister. And I think within the next few days this will come to a head and we will have to make some decisions.
For the Shiite alliance, the attempt to remove Jafari is a great insult. Jawad al-Maliki is the alliance's spokesman. After Friday's talks, he stood out on the balcony, furiously twirling his amber worry beads.
If this was before Dr. Jafari was nominated, maybe it would have led to not voting for him. But after he was voted for and the street understood, it becomes an issue of us breaking our will. He is a respected national figure. He should not be insulted, and we will not allow this insult and the insult to the party he belongs to.
But Jafari won the alliance's nomination by just one vote, and some in the bloc are suggesting they compromise to move the process along. Maliki is also annoyed at what he sees as the continuing efforts of the Sunnis and Kurds to dilute the power of the Shiite majority. But no one is annoying the Shiites more these days than U.S. Ambassador Khalilzad. Shiite leaders accuse him of interfering in the talks, and some are even demanding that he leave Iraq. Although U.S. officials deny it, Maliki says the ambassador has joined the push to remove Jafari.
The Shiite street believes the U.S. ambassador is biased towards the Sunnis. We want the Sunnis and Shiites to be equal. Generally speaking, there are problems dealing with the U.S. embassy.
On the streets of Baghdad, there is growing impatience with the slow pace of the political talks. Generator repairman Ala Najm says the delay in forming the new government is hurting the country and its people. He just wants the politicians to pick someone and be done with it.
I don't want Jafari or anyone else. We don't care. We just need someone to solve the problem. Anyone. Anyone who can give peace and security to Iraqis.
Jamie Tarabe, NPR News, Baghdad.